like a scoring rush, the bright colors of their jerseys flashing against the milky eyes, was to see a work of art in motion. That's good writing, Mickey.
I'm trying to capture the spirit of the thing, right?
Oh, you did.
Rest in peace to the great and legendary M. Emmett Walsh. Regardless of what the film was or what role you played in it, you really did capture the spirit of the thing. Safe travels, sir.
Quiet, we're on the air.
This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral lands of both the Mohawk and Mohican tribes.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
The Keep It To Yourself podcast is produced and recorded by a real-life human being for other real-life human beings. Though I hope one of these days we can replace this host with ChatGPT.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, man!
Welcome to episode number 207 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above-average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. Just slogging our way through the snow as usual. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt, he said, trying to stifle a burp and successfully doing so.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, a theta, pussy, imitator, assassinator, baby.
The man of the hour, woo! Too sweet to be sour, Jack.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And I'm coming to you once again from the rolling hills of Saratoga County, New York. Even though at time of recording, the snow is slowly starting to melt. I'll tell you how I face the storm in just a moment. Hope everybody's getting ready for Easter. Those who celebrate, I wish a happy holiday to all of you out there. Before we get to this episode, and we got a lot to talk about here, we're going to get to the social media. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com, or just search Keep It To Yourself Podcast in the search feature. And also the world's loneliest email, gmail.com, or KITYpod@gmail.com. My dad's fiance was asking me about it. I'm like, well, it sounded cool. I was trying to downplay the whole thing. I didn't want to have to go through the whole explanation and rigmarole and this, that, and the other. A little drink break there. Never drink carbonated beverages while recording a pod. All right, well, let's get right to it, folks. The vanity portion, such as it is. And whoo-wee, living here in the northeastern United States, in terms of weather, well, the calendar says spring, but old man winter was like, not if I've got anything to say about it. No way, Jose. Well, we knew this was going to be coming. We had some rather nice days here. Climate change inhibited? I would think so, but it was back to reality. Oh, there went gravity. And down came the snow, too. And woke up to about a good few inches in the driveway. So much so, if I wanted to do grocery shopping, I had to wait till that afternoon. When it was just like cold rain. You know, it was switched between driving in ice pellets, then rain, and then it started sleeting by the time I came out of the grocery store. I figured, all right, it's just too rough out. It was good enough to get to the supermarket, whatever stuff. And I said to myself, whatever I need to get elsewhere, I'll just wait till everything calms down in the morning. So there you have it, folks. I mean, it was quite an impressive storm. We were slated to not get much out of it. Then they said coating to 2 inches and 2 to 4. They just kept upping the totals as the days went by and things got, you know, more information came in. The pictures started becoming clearer. Well, up around here in this part of the rolling hills, all told, we got about 6, 6.5, maybe 7 inches. And this is not the fluffy type of powder. This is more like the heavy, wet, gloppy kind of stuff, friends. And it was more than enough to threaten to take you off the grid if you weren't careful. You know, take the trees, you know, weigh everything down. Well, here's a little wrinkle that we got here. Guess what? There was also a little patina of ice. You know, with all those ice pellets, the sleet, the cold rain, all that stuff. There is about upwards of 1/10 of an inch of ice. So we got something along the lines of a light glaze to a tenth of an inch. So it wasn't bad. It wasn't enough to take us off the grid, thankfully. But if you live south of where I'm at right now, a bullet house, about a good few miles, the same could not be said. Frank Sicari, friend of the pod, shout out to him. He lost electricity sometime Saturday afternoon. He had to take shelter at his brother's house in Albany. He got it back just, I believe it was the day before last as I record this. This is 27th of March, 2024. I'm recording this. He was out with power for a good 2 days. Oh, whew, man, oh, man, yikes. I offered him lodgings previously. He said, well, I'm fine, bud. I wish I had known about that earlier. I have to get a lot of vegan food for him, his wife, and their kid. Or bring your own over here, bud. You know, we'll house you. You know, when things get back to anything resembling normal at your place, you can just go back. All right, back to the lecture at hand here. Been quite a week. And my dad and his fiance are currently in Massachusetts. I will join them on Saturday, ever so briefly. We're going out to dinner at a seafood restaurant in North Adams. And I'll tell you all about how the Easter weekend was celebrated in the next episode. But we got to start about the beginning of the month when a day trip was also involved. I went through the rain and the muck and whatnot to visit my dad. Now, the thing is, she was going to spend some time with her daughter, help clean out their old place in the next town over to the south. So I would be left with dad for a majority of the time while I was over there. So instead of an overnighter, I'm like, I'll just day trip it out, get me out of the house for a little while, I'll go grocery shopping the next day, etc., etc. Well, I try to do this as early as I can. I have a little ulterior motive. I like going into North Adams. They're downtown, such as it is. There's two stores I like hitting up nowadays that I discovered last year. Number one is the Berkshire Emporium. Go back to episode 117 if you want to hear about my adventures in that place. And there's also this bookstore called Bear Bee Books. Shout out to both places and happy Easter to all involved. And what happened was I said, well, I'm just going to browse about here, get a little walk in. It's a long drive. You know, it's over an hour. So it's 46 miles, but you're just taking back roads. There's no interstates or anything. So I said, all right, I'll just park downtown, take a little walk. And meanwhile, while I'm in the Berkshire Emporium, I get a text from my dad's fiance. He said, hey, what are you doing right now? Well, I'm in town. I'm just doing a little walking. They said, well, come over to the house right away. You're about to go to lunch. Now, I'm going to go lunch with my dad and my Uncle Al. Well, I parked nearby. I'm like, well, if we're going to this hot dog place, if I knew about that, I'm like, hey, I'm in town. Have the two come over and meet me. You know, I'll just meet you over there, save you a counter or a spot therein, because this place is going to get crowded and busy. It is not a big place. Called Jack's Hot Dogs. Shout out. Great place. North Adams Institution, if ever there was any. Wound up getting two dogs with the work, so you'll get the meat sauce, the relish, the mustard. Had a cheeseburger. Not cheeseburger. I just had a regular old hamburger. Split fries between me, Uncle Al, and Dad. And everything went well. Dad handled things like a champ, too. He was, by the way, he's still recovering from his stroke. You'll be glad to know that he no longer needs physical therapy. It's just going to be speech from here on out. And how's this for a wrinkle? He's back to driving again. Now, granted, it was very short distances, but, you know, baby steps with recovery and all that. But this past Friday, as I record this, he drove the whole way back to his fiance's house. I told my sister about the next night's supper, and she was like, really? Oy, oy, oy. Man, SMH, as the kids say. So it's been going very good. We had that snowstorm. We survived, thankfully. And it's all well and good as we head into the Easter holiday here in the rolling hills of Saratoga County and in Kitty Pod Land.
Aliens. Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's Astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens. Register now.
The preceding has been a public service announcement from the Keep It To Yourself podcast. In your worst nightmares. Oh, I forgot this. Before we move on, just one more little thing. It was also St. Patrick's Day that happened since last I spoke and you listened. I really didn't do anything to celebrate. I'm off the wagon as far as drinking alcohol is concerned. I know Guinness has a zero alcohol version of their famous beer, but I didn't partake that way still. Just had, you know, coffee comes up right here in this instance. Oh, will you get on with the story? Oh, sorry. Oh, he's back again. Hooey. Oh, man. Anyway. Hey, listen, I gotta drop certain things in your Easter bag. That didn't even make sense. Oh, boy. You've lost your fastball. I'm recording this segment on opening day of the 2024 Major League Baseball season. By the way, Jason Sportsgarner coming up next with a slight mention for the Yankees. 5-4 win over Houston today. Biggest opening day comeback in three quarters of a century. Juan Soto. Whew. Man. Swinging a hot bat, but he was just as good with the glove. And we'll say no more of that. But moving on with the story. Coffee did come up in this instance. Cause I tried my own version of Irish coffee. I decided to go hazies with the Keurig coffee maker. Not a sponsor. That we have in the kitchen here at Bullet House. So I went Demitasse with the coffee. And then I had Irish cream hot chocolate. Well, let's just say it tasted all right. But the old saying goes it was a good idea until it wasn't. Then for supper, we had the traditional corned beef cabbage. And that was pretty much it, really. Had the wearing of the green pretty much the entire weekend. Castleton green, that is. So just wanted to mention St. Patrick's Day. Ethnicities are going to come up later on in the show. But first, this.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
And their hell-for-leather golf carts.
The straight people.
Terrifying their own children. Living in a world only they can understand.
They'll bug you. They'll bug your mind.
The straight people.
You'll see them in breakfast nooks across the country, smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis, driving two cars.
The straight people.
You'll join them, hanging out at redemption centers, licking glue, making deals with total strangers.
The straight people.
You'll be inside their minds as they say,
anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
The straight people. Now playing in patios and parking lots everywhere from Paranoid Pictures.
This movie has been rated X, the unknown. Positively no one admitted.
That music only means one thing, you've made it into Jason's Sports Corner. Now, I realize, as always, sports is in everyone's bag, for those who listen. So, if that's the case, just go ahead and fast forward to the next segment of this episode. I could put timestamps in here to know what we're talking about, so make it easy for everybody. But anyway, back to the lecture at hand here. It has been a great month for sports fans. March Madness, the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament. The time I record this, we are mere hours away from the semifinals and the regional finals taking place for the women's tournament. It's taking place just down the road in Albany, New York at the MVP Arena. And a second set of regionals are taking place clear across the continent in Portland, Oregon, the Albany of the West Coast. I kid, of course. Nah, not really. It's Albany, but with probably higher, lesser property taxes and more in the way of hipsters. But never you mind. It's been quite a adventure. I haven't watched too much of the games. I've watched little bits of it here and there. Now, I have my cell phone with me the last, few months with Dad's health and everything. And that was his fiance's recommendation. I have the ringer on. As long as I don't play around with it too much at my work when I'm supposed to actually be doing work. It's all good. I mean, we're dealing. I'll move off of that. Anyway, I was going to get into some real deep stuff, but let's just move on. So I have YouTube TV on my phone, and I was streaming some of the games in the afternoon. The first round was last week, and now we got the, you know, semifinals are going on right now in the men's tournament. And like I said, the women's are going to be taking place this holiday weekend, Friday and Sunday. And Caitlin Clark with Iowa, whom I mentioned early on, aren't we lucky we're going to be getting to see her do her thing at the MVP Arena, he said surreptitiously. So March Madness has been pretty exciting. Well, okay, it hasn't been terribly exciting, but the women's game has been pretty good too. I mean, it's not been anything to really write home about, let's be honest. And speaking of women's sports, I'm going to talk a little women's soccer for the first time here. I watched the NWSL, National Women's Soccer League Challenge Cup. I watched that match streamed exclusively on Amazon Prime Friday night before last. Or actually, it was 2 weeks ago. And it was quite a drama-filled game. No score after halftime, but San Diego Wave. I thought the Gotham Club from New York City was going to take it down, but San Diego Wave, man, they were regular season champions. They're doing a Super Cup format, so this is the regular season versus whoever wins the League Cup tournament. Like, you know, in England, it would be the Premier League and the FA Cup. Spain would be whoever wins La Liga and the Copa del Rey, etc., etc., etc. Yada, 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 and all that. Well, I was a heartbreaking loss for Gotham, but big ups to San Diego Wave FC for taking home the 2024 Challenge Cup. Well, March, you know, we talk basketball, we talk soccer/football. You know, the NFL, Giants been doing their thing. You know, free agency started, getting ready for the NFL draft. But we also got to talk Yankees. I mentioned them earlier briefly. There's been some free agency moves, some questionable, some not. I mean, just yesterday, they had three backup catchers. Now they're less one. They had a three-way trade with two Florida teams, Miami and Tampa Bay. I think Ben Rortvedt, the third guy, he's going to Tampa now. And we got this guy named John Brighty. John Brighty. That's it. That's the name. I knew I'd get it. I have it floating around there somewhere. Don't know much about the guy. Had to look him up. But he's a pretty decent hitter all his time down there in South Florida. We'll see how he translates his game into playing in the Bronx. So, great time to be a sports fan. Baseball just started. We're halfway through the NCAA tournament. Been watching some women's soccer. I'll be digging that this summer. Of course, we got the Olympics, but that's way off in the future. And thankfully, we have reached the end of Jason's Sports Corner.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big, hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around a tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product of Andrew Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
All right, folks, we're getting to the main topic of this episode, and that is discussing my ethnic roots. Or what passes for them. You'll find out why by that statement in just a moment. I talk about St. Patrick's Day. I'm not entirely Irish, but I dress in green and eat corned beef and cabbage because that's what we think the Irish eat. May as well be New England boiled dinner. And, well, I've stated this before. I don't want to give you my whole life story, but my origins were that I was born in Saratoga Springs, New York, just up the road from Bullet House. And for the first few months of my life, I was in a neonatal intensive care unit. I was born premature. I was supposed to be born, oddly enough, in the month of March 1983, but unfortunately, I came out well ahead of schedule. In fact, 9 days before Christmas 1982, I came into this world, 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, I had the croup as a child, and it was so that I had to be placed in a neonatal intensive care unit, first at Saratoga Hospital, and then later on in the neonatal ICU at the Albany Medical Center. My dad would end up in an ICU for adults 40 years later after he suffered his stroke. But that's all by the by. I've mentioned it already on this podcast. Go back and listen to those episodes. I already told you he's doing fine. PT's all done with. It's just speech from here on out. But in any event, I'm here to discuss my roots here. Now, I was adopted 7 months or 6 months after my birth. Once I was a healthy person, I was adopted by Lois Bullitt, who would become my adoptive mother. She was a nurse by trade, or registered nurse, and later graduated into the world of mental health, where she would spend the last 20 years of her career. Sadly, as I record this, we're one day away from the 7th anniversary of her passing, and that was what happened to get this podcast off the ground way back in 2017. My adoptive father was a coffee truck driver by trade. His name was Arthur Bullitt. He's still with us. And let's hope he's still on here for many more years to come. Guy was a truck driver, a Navy veteran, and did all we could. I don't want to explain it too much because we're going to get off the topic. I had an adoptive sister, which surprised me. Like, both siblings were adopted. And we were not biologically born. I found out my sister was half Irish, half Italian. Now me, this is where the picture gets even cloudier. I grew up in what was a split Polish-French Catholic household. My dad's parents grew up in North Ames, Massachusetts, which is out in the Berkshires. There's a lot of French Canadians out that way. And my mom grew up in a Polish Catholic household outside of Springfield, Massachusetts. So I was unsure of what my actual roots were as I was adopted. I know about Tracy's. That's my sister, by the way. So it's one thing when you're a biologically born child. It's when you're adopted, that's when things really start to get murky. And for a while, I thought I was Polish on my mother's side of the family, French Canadian, and Native American Indian on my dad's side of the family. And many years later, I thought I may as well be having English roots because, you know, Bullitt, B-U-L-L-E-T-T, I looked up online one day, is an English last name. So coming over from from the UK, he said stumblingly. So I just had that going for many years until, with the help of my dad's fiance, she had one of these ancestry DNA kits lying around her house that never got used. Like, well, we'll try and unlock the mystery here once and for all. So she comes home, brings the ancestry DNA, not a sponsor, kit with her. I take the little vial, put my saliva in there. I know, eh, gross, yuck-ish and all that. Well, so made sure there was no phlegm, anything that could screw up the results. Send in the vial and then downloaded the Ancestry DNA app onto my iPhone. And when the results finally came, it was kind of a mixed bag of reactions as to what I actually received. Well, first off, I do have Polish roots, thankfully. However, English, no surprise here, was the predominant ancestry. Now, what they do with Ancestry DNA is they just break it down by percentages, how much you actually have in your ethnicities. You know, they just break it down with a pie chart. Ancestry DNA, that is. So, he said opening up his app and, okay, well, as of recording, England and Northwestern Europe, 40%. More the former than the latter. Eastern Europe and Russia makes up just a quarter of my ancestry. But they break it down further, so you're going into, like, you know, southern Poland, you're going into Slovakia, former Czech Republic, or former Czechoslovakia, what's now Czech Republic or Czechia, or whatever they're calling themselves this week. 15%, this is a little murky right here. They said Germanic Europe, so I'm just going to assume I got some, like, German, Austrian, Dutch, Belgian, you know, who knows. As you know, that's a part of Europe where their language sounds close to ours, English. Well, I originally had just traces of Scottish blood, but now I'm 11% Highlander, I tell you, it's a brave recknickety. This surprised me, 4%, I have Scandinavian blood. Sweden and Denmark are lumped into one region, while Norway is 4%, and I have just a tiny trace of what's called Baltics. So this would be like, you know, the first Soviet republics to secede from the USSR in the early 1990s. Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. But they're found in other parts of that part of Eastern Europe. Poland, Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia. So there's that. That was really just a mind bender. I barely remember the original results because they sent me the update. So it was very interesting. So I've got a whole mishmash of ancestries. Well, with all that out of the way, you're probably asking yourself, hey, Jason, are you going to take the next step, however logical or illogical it may be, to locate your biological parents, the ones who wound up giving you up, so you could end up being with your own family, the one you've had for the last 4 decades plus? I've been wanting to do that. It was very hard until about a few years ago when the New York State Legislature passed a law or some kind of ordinance or regulation or that, well, whatever it was, they opened the door and made it easier for those who were adopted, such as myself, to be able to locate their adoptive parent or biological parent. Whoops. Made the mistake earlier when I recorded this. I thought I was off it, but I was right back on the train again. But anyway, yeah, you just enter. Yeah, I got to print out some forms, fill them out, send them in, have them notarized. So there's some red tape and bureaucracy that has to take place to get the ball rolling. Now, I have no idea who my biological parents are or were, and or if I had any biological siblings. So this really is going to be quite the adventure for yours truly. My sister, I've never broached the topic with her. She's coming over for Easter dinner this weekend. I'm not sure if I want to broach that topic with her. She's got her own things to worry about. But that's just me. So I hope you enjoyed this little trip down ethnicity lane. And we'll get to the end of the show as soon as I'm done talking, which is right now. All right, folks, I'm about ready to send you off into your Easter weekend, if you celebrate, that is. But before I do, we got some pod shout-outs. First up, GFA Live. We went off the wrestling train with Peter Winston and Keith Langston. They live watched The Breakfast Club, the 1985 Brat Pack movie, John Hughes at his finest, R.I.P. Some would say his best work, and he had so much of these movies back in the 80s. Well, why not? It was the 40th anniversary. Judge Reinhold, Ally Sheedy, Molly Ringwald, etc. were locked in detention that Saturday, Shermer High School, Illinois. So that was a great listen, especially if you're a fan of 80s movies. You can follow the podcast and Peter on Twitter at GF Allentown Pod. The sportscaster, Steve Bennett, 3 guests to start the Major League Baseball season 2024. First up, Stephen J. Nesbitt doing a preview of the season. This was recorded before all the news about Shohei Ohtani and firing his interpreter and all the gambling debts and this latest scandal to rock the sport. And Keith O'Brien with his new book about Pete Rose. And then Kevin Baker talking about baseball in New York City. Major League Baseball, that is. Yankees, Giants, Dodgers, all that. You can follow Steve and his podcast on Twitter at sports_casters and on Instagram at thesportscasters. The Loyal Littles podcast, 1-36. Chuck and Roxy talk with Ted Cagney, Mike Doherty, and then went back to, I believe it was Thanksgiving before this past one, talking with Dave Sins, the play-by-play man for the Seattle Mariners, going back to baseball for just a sec. You can follow Chuck and Roxy on Twitter at The Loyal Littles Pod, or actually Loyal Littles Pod, and on Instagram at The Loyal Littles Podcast. Finally, 1-36 from the Anderson Center for Autism, celebrating 100 years. This year, down in the Hudson Valley of New York State, Eliza Bazinski talked with Jamie Bishop of the Millhouse Brewing Company about this collaboration they're doing. For those of you who imbibe, well, there's a nice little collaboration they're doing on the beer front. Oh, that's a dryer, in case you're wondering. I was drying my bed sheets. But anyway, Millhouse Brewing Company doing a great thing with the Anderson Center with the beer. And if you listen to the episode, you hear all about it. A portion of the proceeds, I understand, are going to be going to help out the Anderson Center. You can follow the Anderson Center on Twitter at Anderson Autism and on Instagram at Anderson Center for Autism. And also the Lawrence Ross Show every Friday from Huntsville, Alabama, lands in your podcast feed. Follow my mans on social media at Blind Lawrence. As for this dog and pony show, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, Overcast. Google Podcasts is likely gone by the time this episode drops or the time you hear it. So no mention for them there. Also reflected in the show notes. Or your podcatcher of choice, if we're not on there, just take the RSS feed from the aforementioned show notes, paste it on there, you're good to go. If said podcatcher has rating and review capabilities, do yours truly a huge solid, put some good stuff in his Easter basket, 5-star rating and a good write-up, that's all I ask. Thanks in advance for all that. Oh yeah, spread the word of mouth, and also support this podcast financially if you could. I know money's tight these days. You can support this podcast rather financially through my Patreon and also buymeacoffee.com/KITY pod. Well, if I didn't get the address right, I apologize. It's in the show notes. Just tap or click the link and send yours truly some shekels. Throw some rugs my way. That would be good. Thanks in advance for all your support. I truly appreciate it. And thus we end episode number 207 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. Thanks as ever for listening. To those who celebrate, have a wonderful Easter weekend. A joyous and, where appropriate, blessed Easter season to all of you. I'll talk to you next time to tell you how I celebrated. As always and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives. Love you, Mom. Miss you every day.
Oh yeah, kick it!
The proceeding was a public...